Well, the weekend is almost upon us. That means it's time for our weekly digest of what film critics are saying about the new movie releases, compiled by the online magazine Slate. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
First up in wide release, we have the thriller Derailed. Jennifer Aniston and Clive Owen star as two strangers who meet at a train station, have an affair, and then everything goes wrong.
You own a gun, Mr. Shine?
No.
Smith & Wesson, 5906.
What, you think I did this?
No, of course not. So where were you last night?
The nation's critics agree with the title and feel this plot has run off the tracks. More than a few use the term preposterous to describe the ending, and many feel the two leads are miscast. Drawn out, clunky, and uneasily acted, complains USA Today. The LA Times warns, a silly, lurid, pulpy thriller that's not nearly lurid and pulpy enough to be much fun, but more than silly enough to be ludicrous. And the Dallas Morning News sorta kinda compliments it with, Derailed is entertaining, but you'll always be several steps ahead of it. Next up is the autobiographical drama Get Rich or Die Trying. A young Donald Trump is born in the ghetto and... No, wait, that's not it. Music superstar Curtis 50 Cent Jackson stars in this gritty story of an orphan street kid who makes his mark in the dangerous drug trade before trying to make a name for himself in the world of hip-hop.
So what do you do?
I'm a gangster.
No, really, what do you do?
I'm a rapper.
Seriously, Marcus, what do you do?
I'm a gangster rapper.
Marcus is the gangstiest rapper there is.
Most of the critics feel the rags-to-riches story is too familiar, and many find 50 Cent's acting a bit, well, you tell them. Even though the Chicago Sun-Times says Get Rich or Die Trying is a film with a rich and convincing texture, a drama with power and anger, many agree with the New York Post, which warns the charismatic rapper is so utterly inexpressive as an actor that he's constantly getting swallowed up by his own movie. And we close with the wide-release family adventure Zathura, based on the children's book by Chris Van Allsburg, who also wrote Jumanji and The Polar Express. This fantasy tale is about two bickering brothers who are propelled into deepest, darkest space after playing a game they found in the basement. Well, we all know there's only one game that can really do that, and it's Yahtzee.
Alien life form must destroy.
Walter, I think he's talking about you.
The critics love going along on this wild ride. Entertainment Weekly shouts, a rarity, a stellar fantasy that faces down childhood anxieties with feet-on-the-ground maturity. The Hollywood Reporter cheers that director Jon Favreau again delivers that rare beast, a family film that even childless adults can enjoy. And the Miami Herald zooms, a wild buckle-up-and-blast-off adventure. Wow, if this board game romp does well, you know what can't be too far behind. That's right. Candyland, the movie.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and avid Candyland fan living in Los Angeles. Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by John Buckley. The director is Rob Sachs. The production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Catherine Fox, Shireen Meraji, Sky Rode, Jacob Conrad, Nihar Patel, Neil Carruth, and Joshua Talley. The editors are Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. The technical director is Carlos Asensio with engineer Shireen Strasberg. The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer of Day-to-Day is Jeff Rogers, and Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.